Very important day on the Gold Coast, that we've got the barrier draw for the Star Gold Coast Magic Millions 2-year-old Classic, and straight after that, the Gold Coast Magic Millions 3-year-old Guineas. But there's also another exciting event happening before the sales get underway today, Andrew, and this is the Tab Grab a Winner competition.
Yep.
And joining us now from Tab Media, it's Rowan Welsh to explain what's happening. Rowan, good morning.
G'day, gents. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you're there on the Gold Coast.
Down here, mate, cracking day. We've just had one of the beach races for the horses, just scooting up the sands of Surfers Paradise. But the most exciting thing still to come, we've got the Tab Grab a Winner. I'll explain this to the listeners. We've got a see-through booth down here, and we've got a contestant, Jim Park, who's come all the way down from the Sunshine Coast. He's going to enter the booth. It's going to swirl around a multiple amount of tickets. He's going to grab one out of the air like Mr. Miyagi at a Karate Kid. That ticket will align with the number of a horse running in the two-year-old Classic. If that horse wins on Saturday, Jim wins too, to the tune of $100,000. And Jim's here with me. Jim, what horse are you hoping to choose?
Look, I'd like to have Coolangatta, obviously. It's the favourite. But personally, if I wasn't in the chance of winning, $100,000, I'd probably have Miss Hellfire. I like a long shot or something that's got a bit of value about it. And the favourite's too short for me personally, but as far as being in the chance of winning $100,000, that'd be my pick.
Yeah, it'd be pretty safe. We had a quick brief chat with Kieran Maher just early in... asked him if there was a little bit more incentive if you did choose Coolangatta. He said there's plenty of incentive anyway. So that's one thing out of the way. We know the trainers are already going to try their best for it. So, what about yourself? Have you been limbering up? Have you been stretching in any way to try and grab these tickets out of the air, the one that you want?
Look, I'm a bit too old to do too much limbering up, but I went for a walk yesterday and had a couple of beers. That sort of got me in the right frame of mind. So I think I'm set to go.
Well, that's probably the best preparation you can get, I think, too. Yeah.
A little bit of leftover pizza from last night as well, this morning. That hit the right spot.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, very good. Now, just quickly tell me, what would you do with $100,000 if you did win it, if your horse comes in on Saturday?
Well, I have to consult my wife about that. She sort of would like me to go and do a few home improvements, whereas I have a 20-year-old car that the air conditioning blew up on, and that's going to cost $1,500 to fix up, and I could only sell the car for $1,000. So I think a new car or something like that. I'd like to also get involved with another horse. I am in what's called the Racing League. Yes. I could buy a few more shares in that. I like the concept.
I think you're getting a new kitchen, mate. That's what's happening.
bathroom, I think. Yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. We might go on a holiday too, if we can. Well, if you can get out of the state.
Well, Jim, we wish you all the best. We hope we'll watch with great anticipation to see which number you pick out and which horse you pick out, and then of course we'll follow that along and see what barrier they draw straight after that. And if our listeners want to stay tuned to what actually happens with that, check out the news of tonight. Check out all the tab.com social media channels and all that sort of stuff, and we'll see what you pick.
Yeah, Ron, I'd just like to thank TAB for the opportunity of doing this. I'm thrilled. It's never happened before, anything even close to this.
Excellent, Jim. I'm glad you're excited. And, of course, we'll see you at the Magic Millions race day on Saturday, and it sounds like it's going to be a cracking day for you.
You bet. Yeah, great.
Guys, back up to you.
Good luck, Jim. Rowan, thank you very much for that. So just to explain, it's a specially manufactured glass booth, and these tickets, we would have seen these on TV over the years. The tickets will be swirling around, and Jim's just got he can only catch one. He can't have a few.
He can only take the one, sadly. So it's going to be a good one, Jim. You're going to have to really grab that. But we're calling it the booth of truth. This is Jim's moment of truth, it'll be. So he'll step inside it, see through. We've already got a fairly decent crowd sort of arriving and walking past and wanting to see what's going to happen. So that's going to happen right before the barrier draw, which is scheduled to be about 9 a.m. our time.
Well, Rowan, just some advice. Keep Jared away from that, because you know what Jared would do? He would just put all the tickets in there just with Coolangatta's name on it. Just so he can corner
off. Yeah, let
him.
That man do it.
Jim says he should go for it. I'm surprised, actually. I saw some people walking past before, and they said, Is that Jared Daffy? But it took one of the this is the tourists were asking the question, it took one of the surf lifesaving lifeguards to say, no, it's actually Trevor Hendy driving along the beach there. So a few lookalikes down here. So I haven't run into Jared yet, but I'm sure I will soon.
Well, he's on his way there, Rowan, so keep an eye out for him. Look, great incentive. Good luck to Jim. It'd be great to see him walk away with 100 grand. Wouldn't that be a great race day for Jim? Well done to both of you. Thanks for your time this morning, Rowan. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Cheers.